coming back at you. It's Wednesday, July 16th. Thank you very much for waking up with us here this morning. A little sunshine right now, 59 degrees, what we got going. Well, every Wednesday we check in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Taylor on the phone with me this morning. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking techniques today about a couple of different things. What can you tell us here about techniques?
Yeah, so here at OSPTI we deal with many different conditions that treat many different aches and pains, especially those with muscular-related conditions where we're dealing with those tight muscles, tight tissue, and things that cause pain like that. We use a lot of different manual therapy techniques. Two of the ones we commonly use are instrument-assisted soft tissue massage, otherwise known as scraping, and then cupping as well.
So what do these involve? I mean, are these complicated procedures, or what happens? Can you kind of thumbnail it?
Yeah, definitely. So cupping, we use a silicone cup that we suction onto your skin over those tight and tender areas. This helps pick up the muscle and other tissue layers. This helps bring new blood flow to that area, and then we can kind of roll that around, moving the tissue around kind of like a massage would do, and this breaks up any tissue adhesions and helps loosen up those muscles. The instrument-assisted soft tissue massage, or the scraping, as it sounds, is using a metal or plastic scraper tool to massage through those muscles, kind of using a long type of technique across those bigger muscles, and that helps to loosen those muscles up as well.
So loosening muscles up, and I've heard this talked about before, and explain it to us here. Toxins, you know, releasing toxins too, when you pick up the muscle tissue and you kind of separate it, it releases toxins, correct, that we can just kind of flush out of our body.
Right. So you get those tight muscles, you get those buildups and those spots that you feel like are knots, or that we call knots.
Right.
So when muscle knots up and tightens up like that, it actually kind of cuts off the blood flow to that area. So when you get a spot that's not getting that good blood flow in and out, it kind of just is stagnant there. And that stagnant blood flow in that area is kind of what we would consider those toxins. It's not good blood flow. It's harmful blood flow. So once we scrape through those knots, get them moving again, loosen things up, and then we can get that good blood flow, new healing blood flow back to that area.
So that, in a sense, that's what's causing the stiffness and that's what's causing the soreness, right?
Right, yeah. Those knots are just parts of the muscle that aren't moving as well as the other parts.
Okay. Great information, as always. So people want to take advantage of this, the manual techniques to feeling better as far as our muscles go. What is your number at OSPTI, Taylor?
Yeah, our number over here is 218-641-7725, and you can always check us out on Facebook.
Taylor, great to talk with you. I always love this segment. Some great information. Be well for the rest of the week, and we'll talk next Wednesday, all right?
Yes, thank you so much.
That is Taylor from OSPTI talking manual techniques for feeling better as far as the muscles are concerned. Good stuff. It's 925 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do, if I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love.